Report: Hunter Biden's laptop seized by feds as part of money laundering probe. By Harris AIC on October 21, 2020. Hunter Biden's laptop was purportedly seized by law enforcement officials with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, last year as part of an investigation into money laundering. Fox News reported on Wednesday that it had obtained documentary evidence indicating the FBI had subpoenaed Biden's alleged laptop from a local Delaware computer repair shop while looking into a matter involving money laundering. It remains unclear if the supposed investigation which elicited the original subpoena is still ongoing or has been resolved. The report comes 1 week after the New York Post published emails that it had obtained from a laptop allegedly belonging to Biden. The laptop was supposedly dropped off by Hunter at a computer repair shop in Delaware in April 2019 after being subject to water damage. When no one returned to pick it up, a technician at the shop claims to have gone through the hard drive sometime in the summer of 2019 and proceeded to share it with former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. FBI investigators seized the laptop in December of last year as part of an ongoing investigation into foreign election interference. It remains unclear if the laptop and its corresponding content is authentic. One of the emails published by the Post, in particular, stirred national attention. The email, purportedly exchanged between Hunter and an executive with the Ukrainian-based natural gas conglomerate Burisma Holdings, alleges that a meeting took place between the former vice president and a representative of the company in 2015. The meeting supposedly took place nearly a year after Hunter had joined Burisma's board of directors. At the time, Burisma was facing heavy pressure from both the Ukrainian government and U.S. diplomatic officials over allegations of corruption, adding to the potential perception of a conflict of interest. Provided the meeting did take place, is that at the time the former vice president was the Obama administration's point man on Ukraine. Since the Post's exposé, the former vice president himself has refused to comment on the matter. Biden has stuck to that strategy even as his campaign has suggested that although no official meeting with a Burisma representative may have taken place, it may have occurred in an unofficial capacity. Biden's campaign would not rule out the possibility that the former VP had some kind of informal interaction with the representative, which wouldn't appear on Biden's official schedule, Politico reported last week. Since the Post's expose, Breitbart News has exclusively published a series of emails from Bevin Cooney, a former business partner of Biden. The emails, which were obtained by Peter Schweitzer, a senior contributor at Breitbart News and president of the Government Accountability Institute, indicated that Biden's business associates viewed his name as currency and his family as a pipeline to the Obama administration that could be exploited for profit. Cooney is currently serving a federal prison sentence for his role in a tribal bond scheme.